Episode 99, Over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale. Pluribus, the finale.
Episode 9, Season 1. What was it called? What was it?
The Chica o la Munda. That's horrible Spanish.
Well, what does it mean?
The woman or the world. The woman or the world. As in, Carol, you have to choose.
Right. Right. So she appeared to be, like,
I really liked this episode.
I didn't buy it for a second. Was this the one where they went to ski resort, or was that episode 8?
Yeah,
I didn't buy that. She was happy, really, for a second.
It was.
It's a grief rebound.
Yes, it's a grief rebound. She was in a bad place. She found a little bit of, like, normalcy, but she did know it was a little bit off. And what was interesting, I thought it was a really fun callback to the previous episodes where she was railing on the people that wanted to be with her family.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
And here she was in this very same position.
Sort of familial mode.
And Minuzos called her on it.
Yes.
Like, she had that very, very abrupt reminder of where she was at the beginning of the series. I thought that was really good.
Minuzos Oviede. I can't pronounce his last name the way he pronounces it. But Minuzos is pretty close.
Yeah.
Socia. Yeah. No other characters. Oh, so yeah. Okay. So if we cut to the chase here, Dale, I didn't really understand the whole, Minuzos transmits at some frequency that ends in 13.
Oh, he just.
And what did he, how, okay, so how,
he discovered,
what was he transmitting? Or was he just listening?
Remember back.
He discovered a signal that frequency.
Remember back to when the train and Carol said, like, how does it work? And she said, we don't really know, but we kind of transmit to each other.
Oh,
right?
I see.
And then Minuzos found that frequency. And then when the guy was having his fit or whatever it was.
The frequency didn't induce the fit.
The signal, the signal on that frequency went skewy. And then it started to normalize. And he yelled at him again and it went skewy again. So clearly this is how the mass communication works.
It's happening on that frequency.
It's on that frequency.
But he didn't induce the state. He induced the
state.
Yes,
he induced the state.
By not with that frequency, but by threatening him or something?
Yeah. Like, they can't take conflict, right?
Right.
Like, that's how Carol did it. So that's what he did. Like,
he induced the conflict.
Literally.
It wasn't the frequency.
Yelling.
It wasn't the message and the frequency.
No, the frequency. And what it did was disrupt the communication on that frequency. At least that's how I perceive it happening.
No, I think you're right. I think I was half asleep from skiing or something. That's why I had to watch it twice, and I still didn't think I fully understood it. Okay. So we know, or we seem to have learned, that they transmit on a frequency to keep themselves in sync.
That's how they hive mind, yeah.
And when they have a fit now an extra piece of fact is that when there's a fit, the message, the whatever signals on that frequency go screwy.
They change. So clearly when they're disrupted, the pace of the signal changes, which is an indication, cause and effect, that is the frequency that is going between
them. So what if you jam that frequency?
Well, that's
so that's what I had thought.
That's going to be the interesting thing.
In my cross-country ski-induced stupor, I thought he had jammed the frequency. Or he didn't do that. He didn't transmit.
That is the next step.
He was just
receiving.
Receiving and looking at a waveform.
Yes.
In real time, like an oscilloscope.
That's
like a sine wave, radio wave.
That's my understanding.
Yes. Yes. And as a radio person, I think you would have a more keen eye for that.
Yeah. So we are.
And he's a ham, and he's looking at ham frequencies. You're a ham radio operator.
Or military. Understands
or
radio. Or maybe even, I mean, that was an inside thing. They just used that radio. They weren't thinking about it, you know, because to a lot of movie producers, a radio is a radio.
Right. So they probably brought in a shortwave expert who said, hey, give me a plausible frequency.
Or we can get one of
or
these.
Or military radio expert. Give me a plausible frequency from Paraguay.
Yeah.
Or something. Okay.
So, yeah.
So he has not other than inducing conflict, he didn't actually try to disrupt with radio.
I don't believe so. No. I didn't see anything when they were doing that. And he certainly didn't do it before because he didn't know.
Right.
He just found this thing and had no idea. It wasn't until the idea he got from Carol was he could interact with them and learn stuff. And he did. Yeah, I thought the other callback that was really fun was when after the disruption, when the phone rings and it's like, I can tell you who that is. You don't have to. It wasn't me.
It lashed me. She's strong, but maybe she's just like a caricature.
Yeah.
On purpose, a caricature.
And well, and you know, the other thing that that told me was she hasn't taken the deal yet either to become part of the hive mind.
Right. So that woman who took the deal in Paraguay or Central America, that was a teenage woman. So teenagers don't have it? They have to accept it?
No, there was like 10 people. No, no.
She was one of the 11.
She was one of the original 11.
Was one of the original.
And they figured out how to do it. And you can see that this girl who was like the only person left out in this remote village who's a teenager.
Yeah.
Would take it unequivocally.
Yeah. It was interesting after she was converted with the mysterious fumes that she ignored the dog or the
lamb.
The lamb.
Wasn't that a great scene? Like it's all kumbaya and they're singing and she inhales it and then she has the reaction and then boom, it's quiet and they just clean up and leave. Open the thing and that poor little goat is running after her.
That's very dark.
It was.
In its own way,
You're
sniffing out the life of that village when every single person is converted.
There was,
to the
and
hive
leaving
mind.
Those poor animals, I mean, they're going to die, right? Those are domestic animals. They're not going to live.
Right.
Which seems a little cruel.
So, what's going to happen next season? Let's give some probably wrong predictions.
The mic drop at the ending. Well, what's that? An atom bomb.
Right, but there's over 6 billion people left. One atom bomb is only going to kill at the most 10 or 20 or 50 million.
They're already out of town. So, I mean, it'll be a radiation cloud, but
where's she going to go with that? Because she can only kill 10 million or 20 million or 50 million.
I read some stuff and Gilligan is just leaving it completely. And
he probably hasn't thought of it.
In
detail. He's probably thought in broad strokes.
Seahorn, the actor playing Carol, said of her character, it's like, I don't know why, but it just seems like something she would do. She's incredibly hurt, and she would just go for the most destructive thing that she can do. So
you're going to nuke Zosia?
Give me the bomb. No, she doesn't have a plan.
She's impulsive.
It's just like, give me the...
She's got a temper.
But the interesting thing about an atom bomb, EMP, baby... So, not the whole world, obviously, but EMP disrupts radio. Spectrum disruption.
So that will disrupt the heartbeat frequency at 13, something something dot 13.
For a little while, only for a short
period.
They
may have a disruption in their union, the others. What's the official name for it? The others?
The others. Yeah, they've been calling the others. Hive mind.
They may have a reception, a localized to the blast radius the hive mind.
I couldn't believe how awkward that first meeting between Carol and Manuzos was. That was great.
Do you have an umbrella?
It's like, oh, they're going to get together. What's going to happen? Oh my God, they're going to kill each other.
In the house.
Or they're not even going to talk.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Yeah. What was the straw that broke Carol's back that made her backlash so severely?
They found her eggs, so she doesn't have a choice.
Yeah.
So now we have, I love this.
Mega spoilers. Sorry, people, but you shouldn't listen to our podcast if you don't want spoilers.
This is a sign of great writing. They set that up because in the Ice Palace, she made that comment about donating eggs.
Yes.
They said they were going to take it without her permission.
Right.
But then they found these things.
Right.
So she has this justifiable reason for being really angry, which amps the tension up.
Yeah.
And they've set now a timeline. She can't take forever.
A month.
They have a month or so, plus or minus.
Plus or minus 1 or 2 months.
If she's going to do something, it has to be within that
time
frame.
The clock is ticking.
So what a great setup for season two.
Yeah. So a little bit of slowness in the middle, but I think they finished with a bang, or the threat of a bang.
Yeah. Figuratively with a bang and maybe literally with a bang.
Oh man, the genius of arts, you know?
Well written.
The genius of a story.
Yeah. Top marks to this. Like you say, There was a couple episodes in the middle that I found a little slow. I think your mileage will vary on that depending on how you like your stories. But
yeah. Come on, Scott, let's give one prediction.
Came through the end.
My prediction, the nuke will not be used. What's your prediction about the nuke or anything really? It doesn't have to be the nuke.
Yeah, no, I don't think the nuke will be used. What? I don't know what to predict, actually.
I do predict another mass death. Carol and Manusos, or Carol solo, or Manusos solo will do another thing, and millions of people will die, just like Carol's thing. And I wonder how many people die when Manusos disconnected those two people. And maybe another prediction, which is probably wrong, is if you get a straightforward hard science fiction prediction, which would be that Manusos discovers a way to jam the frequency that reverses it.
Oh, it's easy to jam a frequency.
Right. But maybe send a signal that reverses it. So first off, jam it to get them in a flight state. Second, reverse it via signal,
It would take some backflips to actually reverse it because it's a biological change.
So what did that mysterious gas slash...
It's the virus. Steam?
Oh, it's the virus. So that's not reversing it. That's doing it.
It's the adapted virus that caused it in the first place.
Yeah, I clearly was not awake when I was listening to this episode, when I watched this episode.
I think that one of the things I really like about this series is I can't make pat predictions about what's going to happen.
I'm pretty sure that the things that I just predicted are totally 100% wrong. They will use the nuke, or... Many people will die, but not in a way that is linear, or that's not linear, but
I think the probability of the ending, and I'm by no means certain.
But nine more episodes, apparently.
The probability that the ultimate ending will be that they will break the hive mind, and then they will regret it.
Yes.
Like, it's not going to be 100% this is
good. Yes, yes.
I'm fairly sure that's where they're going.
Yeah. Yeah, because so many people were unhappy before they became part of the others. So it makes sense, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, well, Happy New Year. Einen guten Rutsch.
Yeah.
Bon année.
Hope you're having a good holiday. Happy New Year.
Bon Taon. And we will see you in the new year. Not talking about Pluribus, because there won't be any Pluribus for at least 6 months, if not a year.
Maybe Roland's cross-country skiing. It's cross-country ski season.
Or riding in the
cold.
Cold.
Damn it, I have so many layers on.
Yeah, it's not that cold.
So,
I mean, it's cold by Vancouver standards.
Happy holidays. Have a good new year.
Ciao, cheers.
Take care. Bye-bye.